Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles with me, please, to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah, Jesus. Romans chapter 8. When you get there, say amen. Got a prayer, Lord, you got me sounding good this morning. I'm about to turn you up with the audio team. Amen. Romans chapter 8. And when you get there, say amen. It's always so good to see you all. Amen. I believe it's children's ministry today because everybody, all the children left. Amen. They always tell me to not to forget to mention about the children. Amen. The Bible says children are a heritage of the Lord. Are you in Romans chapter 8 yet? Look at what the Bible tells us this morning. The Bible says in verse number 29, it says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And then he says in verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. And then the Bible asks us a question in verse 31. It says, what shall we say then to these things that I just read to you all? It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, in my Bible, there's a question mark. Do you have a question mark in your Bible? It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? I want to remind us, as I have reminded us over the years and from time to time, that as we live in this world, okay, we will continue to have ups and downs. We will continue to have fronts and backs, lefts and rights, however you want to say it. Okay, we will go through some things while we are in this world, because that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Amen. But even those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please do so today. And I'm also talking to the streamers. Please do so today. It don't cost you nothing, because once you die, it's too late, okay? You can't be like the parable that Jesus talked about, the rich man in Lazarus in Luke chapter 16, okay? We can't be like, you know, send somebody back to talk to my brothers and sisters. No, no, no. When we die, it's too late. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But even those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we still have our ups and downs. Why? Because we live in this world. We face many challenges in life because we live in this world. But listen to this. Although we face many challenges, we do not have to surrender to those challenges. We do not have to submit to those challenges. And the reason for that is because of who we serve. Are y'all still with me? It's because of who we serve. We serve a God who is always for us. A God who is always on our side. Are y'all still with me? Are you still with me? Always on our side. Listen, no matter what, even in our shortcomings, he's always on our side. Even when we make mistakes, he's always on our side. Even in our deficiencies, he is always on our side. Amen? And God has not just proven to us that he is always on our side. God has also proven through us, through his word, that he loves us. Are y'all still with me? That he loves us. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that God commended his love toward us, that even when we were yet sinners, he sent Jesus Christ to die for us. How many know that's love? Y'all still with me? So in Romans chapter 8, okay, the Bible tells us, around the 35th verse, the Bible tells us that we're going to face tribulation, we're going to face distress, we're going to face danger, and we're going to face persecution. But Christians, if God be for us, as the Bible says, who can stand against us? Let me say it another way. If God be for us, who or what can stand up against us and win? Who or what can stand up against us and win if God be for us? Are y'all still with me? The Amplified version says, if God be for us, who can be successful against us? I like the Amplified. If God be for me, who can be successful against me? How many of you know the question is not whether or not God be for us, but because the Bible proves to us over and over again that he is for us. But the question is, since God is for us, because we quote the scripture, don't we? What are we allowing? Notice I said allowing. What are we allowing to come up against us and defeat us? What are we allowing to come up against us and win against us? A better question is, why are we allowing whatever it is to come up against us and defeat us? Why are we allowing it to happen? Why is that? Y'all still with me? Why are we allowing it to come up against us and win if we know that if God be for us, nothing should be able to stand up against us and win? So if we know that, why are we allowing that? Well, maybe you can't answer that question right now at this moment. But I'm going to share some things that might help us recognize the fact that we are allowing these things, okay, to come up against us, whatever they may be. We are allowing these things to come up against us and defeat us, even when the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Why are we allowing it to happen? Why is that? Are y'all still with me? What is happening in your life? What is happening in my life? Because I've said before, the word of God is for me also. Y'all still with me? What is happening in our lives that is causing us to live in stress all of the time? What is happening in our life that's causing us to not be able to sleep at night all of the time? What's causing that? What is happening in our lives that's causing us to be moody all of the time? What is happening in our life that causes us to have an attitude all of the time? Are y'all still with me? What is happening in our life that's causing us to not have peace in our life, to not have joy in our life? What's going on? Like an old song used to say, what's going on? Y'all still with me? What is happening in our life that's causing us to hold grudges against other people? What is going on in our life that causes us to have unforgiveness in our heart against people? I mean, what is it? If God be for us, those things should not be winning against us. Because the Bible says, is anyone hot? Are y'all hot? Anyone hot? Amen. I just want to make sure I haven't died and gone to hell. I want to make sure I'm still in here. Amen. Amen. That's okay if everyone else is okay. If it's all right with you, it's all right with me. Amen. So what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What is happening that's causing us to not recognize the fact that God is for us and we should be winning in every area of our life, not when we die, but right now? What's going on? I know. A lot of people will say, well, it's the devil. It's Satan. He's riding my back. He's attacking me. He's attacking my family. He's just attack. Well, how many of you know, in many cases, more than many, maybe it's not the devil. Maybe, I'm looking at the screen. Is all right if I look at the screen? Maybe it's you. And maybe it's me. Maybe it's happening because we are out of the will of God. Maybe we just get in the will of God when we come to church on Sundays and Wednesdays. But the rest of the week, we just kind of do what we want to do. Maybe we out of the will. See? And a lot of people blame Satan. And, you know, I mean, he'll take the credit. Satan been riding my back. You know what Satan does? Thank you. How? Thank you. Many times it's us, Christians. Many times it's the flesh. Many times we just out of God's will. And when we are away from underneath the umbrella of protection, I call it. When the storm comes, we get wet. Are y'all still with me? And when we are out of the will of God, things start happening. And in many cases, we not only blame Satan, we blame God. Why? Because we have allowed these things, whatever they are, these things that we are going through to get the best of us when we should be getting the best of them. Why? Because once again, the Bible says that if God be for us, what can stand against us and win? What can be successful against us? If God be for us, who or what can stand up against us? If God be for us. Well, if we know that, why are we letting these things get the best of us? Once again, it might not always be Satan. It might be us. Have I lost anybody? Are you still with me? And guess what? I'm talking to me about me too. That's why, you know what? One thing I like about God's word is that it's for me too. See, I can't come up here and tell people, y'all ain't doing this, y'all ain't doing this, y'all ain't doing that. Well, what about me? See, some people leave themselves out of the equation. I'm glad the word of God's for me too. I'm glad that the word of God convicts me. I'm glad that the word of God lets me know I'm going left when I should be going right. I'm glad the word of God revealed to me that I haven't made it all the way there either. I have work to do in my life. Because, you know, if the word of God doesn't remind us of that, then it's easy for the spirit of arrogance and pride to set in. So I'm glad the word of God is for me also. Are y'all still with me? See, because God is for us, nothing should be able to come up against us and win. It doesn't matter what Satan throws into our life. I don't care about the principalities. I don't care about the powers. I don't care about the rulers of the darkness of this world. I'm not concerned about the spiritual wickedness in high places. If God be for us, those things should not be able to come up against us and win. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. Unless we do not really believe that God is for us. Because maybe sometimes people don't believe that God is for them. Maybe they don't. Maybe they believe God is for them when they want something. Because they go to him in prayer. See, some people don't even pray unless they want something. Because how do you know that? Because that's the way I used to be. See, when I talk to you about the word, I'm talking about me too. Y'all still with me? Amen. See, one thing that people need to understand is this. Not only is God for us, he is a powerful God. And sometimes people don't realize the fact that they can win in every area of their life because they do not realize how powerful that the God that is for them is. Are y'all still with me? If you're looking for a title for today's message, the title of the message is say, None Like Him. No one like him. How many know there's no one like God? There's no one like God. And if God is on your side, if God is on my side, nothing should be able to stop us. Now, don't get me wrong. Things will come up against us, but they should not be able to overcome us. Y'all still with me? See, the reason why a lot of things get some people down is because they focus more on the thing instead of focusing on the God who can deliver them from the thing. Y'all still with me? I mean, that's just what people do. They focus on the thing that's going on in their life. Now, don't get me wrong. Here I go off the stage. Don't get me wrong. They pray to God. They ask God to help them. But when they get up from off the knees or off the chair or from laying on the bed or however they pray, they still start back worrying about the things that they just prayed to God about removing out of their life. In other words, in Mark chapter 11, Jesus says, when you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. He didn't say, after you pray, believe. Mark chapter 11, you can read it for yourself. Around verse 23 through 28. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive them, it, whatever it is, and you shall have it when you pray. Not after you pray. Not, I prayed about it and I just believe God. No, no. I'm sorry. I prayed about it. Believe you received it when you pray. If we believe that we receive when we pray, when we get up, we're going to start saying, thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayer. Even when we can't see it with the natural eye. We believe it because the Bible says it. In other words, that's when you need to turn on your faith light. Get your faith light on. Because faith is the evidence of things, what? Not seen. Y'all still with me? But people go to God in prayer, and then they get up, and they're still focusing on the situation when they say they gave it to God. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, we need to understand something about this spiritual warfare that we find ourselves engaged in. And maybe people don't know this. Maybe people don't know this because, you know, like I said earlier, we know in part. That's why we have to come to school. So I look at church as being a school where you can bring your books, you know, you bring your book to school, you learn something, and you go tell somebody else about what you learned. Y'all still with me? I know some Christians, you know, everybody, you know, we all go out and tell everybody what we learned every Sunday and we minister to them and tell them how much God loves. I know we do that. I mean, it's only a small fraction of people that go home and just throw the Bible on the table and don't see it again until next Sunday, you know. You know, I know. But people have to realize that when they accept, they need to realize this about spiritual warfare. They need to realize that there are two sides to spiritual warfare. Two sides. Can anybody help? Anybody know what those two sides are? I mean, you probably know. You just don't know what I'm going to say, so I'm not going to put you on the spot. There are two sides. Listen to this, Christian. There is the winning side, and there is the losing side. And if God be for us, that means that once we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are you ready for this? Automatically on the winning side. So if we are automatically on the winning side, why are we letting these things come up against us and defeat us? Why are we letting these things come up against us and cause us to be stressed out all the time? Why are we allowing these things to come up against us, to cause us to lay in the bed all day long? Why is it that when they come up against us, instead of running to God, people run away from God? Why is it when things come up against us, instead of people coming to church to hear the word, they stay away from us? Why is that? Why is that? Well, let me tell you one reason why. It's because they do not, number one, realize that they automatically win if they continue to have faith in God. Number two, they do not realize the fact of how powerful God is. Are y'all still with me this morning? We serve a powerful God. They don't realize it. Because if they did, when things start to overcome them, they would do what Jesus tells us to do in Matthew chapter 28. What do we say? Come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is what? Light. Are y'all still with Pastor Ron this morning? The Bible says, if God is for us, what, who can be against us? Now, I mean, you have people against you, but the Bible is talking about who can be what can be successful against us. How many of you know the answer to that is nothing and nobody? Are y'all still with me? People don't realize the fact that once they accepted Jesus Christ, they automatically win because they're on the winning side. And listen to this. Scripture proves it to us. One thing I like about God's word is that everything, see, that's how some people do the word. I know y'all, amen. This is how some people do the word of God. They're always trying to debate about what the word, what's in the word, and what it means, and what it don't mean, and women can't preach, and this. Christian, their opinion means nothing. There are so many more things that they should be focusing on. But they go to this Bible, they take out a scripture, and they read it, and they go to Corinthians. And I want to mention Corinthians. They go to Corinthians, where women had not been taught, you know, where the men were supposed to be acting right, you know, and they always say, women ain't supposed to preach, because the one verse says that. Listen, you have to know some history. The Bible never says women are not supposed to preach. The Bible says there they need to keep silent because they had not been taught. We're talking about the Middle East. Anybody ever been to the Middle East before? How they treat the women over there? I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on into my lesson. We would be bad if women couldn't teach. You know why? Because the men don't want to step up. All throughout the Bible, there are women helping out and teaching. But women ain't supposed to teach. The Bible said they need to keep silent. Well, if they're going to keep silent, that means they can't say good morning to each other. I mean, I don't have time to go to the scripture, but the Bible says, see, Women should be silent. The wife should be silent. Well, if they're silent, they can't say good morning. They can't say how you're doing. I mean, silence is silence. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. The Bible says in Christ Jesus, there's neither male nor female. If God used a donkey to speak, what makes us think women can't speak? But and that was the part of my lesson. Somebody need to hear that. But the point is this, what I was making, one thing I like about the Word of God is that it proves itself. People are always trying to find something in the Bible to debate against. A reason to not come to church. A reason, he wasn't really born on Christmas. Listen, he was born. I don't care if he was born in March. He died for my sins. Because of where he was born, Jesus wasn't white, he was black. I don't care if he's purple. I don't care if he's orange. I don't care. Listen, he went to hell so I won't have to go. He paid the penalty for my sin. I don't care what color he is. I don't even care if you don't have a color. I'm still going to say, thank you, Jesus. Don't get in debates with people that don't know what they're talking about. And you know what? I used to love to debate. And one time God told me, just shut up. Listen, don't say nothing. I don't know how I got this, but I'm getting to it. A lot of people who follow different religions. Oh, I used to love to debate against them. They used to bring their 10 books. I used to bring my one. When they go ahead and shut me up, he said, don't do it. I used to debate with a smile on my face. So you can't debate if you don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, back to the Word. Y'all still with me this morning? That's why we need to meditate on the Word day and night, night and day. Let it sit. Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you. I'm glad you know this song. Amen. We have to understand that we are on the winning side because the Bible tells us that we are on the winning side. Well, Pastor, where in the Bible do it tells me I'm on the winning side? Well, how many of you know I'm glad you asked that question? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:57 that thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. That's why you always hear me say that Jesus' victory is your victory. Some people might think, Pastor Warren, always making this stuff up. You know, we don't have to wait to die to be victorious, God. No, it's scripture. It's scripture. The Bible says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:57, for those of you taking note. But wait a minute. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph through Christ Jesus. There's two verses right there. But wait a minute. There's more. I'm going to share one more with you. The Bible says in 1 John 5:4 that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our what? Faith. That's what the Bible says, walk by faith and not by sight. So there are so many scriptures in this Bible that lets us know, Christians, that we have the victory. In other words, if God be for us, nothing should be able to stand up against us and win. Yeah, we're going to go through some things every now and then. I mean, even it rains outside sometimes, but guess what? The sun always shines again. Always. Maybe a little cloudy sometimes, but guess what? Not long after that, there's going to be sunshine, blue skies. And don't tell them to go away. Are y'all still with me this morning? I know some of y'all be like, what are you talking about? He know, amen. She know back there too, amen. So we're going to go through some things in life. But Christians, I know I've said this a lot of times. If God be for us, what can stand up against us and win? Nothing. Unless we allow it to. But we must understand that the one that is for us have all of the power. I mean, it's like this. Let's say, for instance, that I'm going to use Elder Davis because he's a sports guy. He's always texting me about sports, talking about my football team. Let's say that someone named me just one very good basketball player, just one. Steph Curry. Okay, thank you. That's good. That he's the best. Let's say, for instance, if me and Steph Curry played against Elder Davis and Tyrone. Hey, listen. Y'all might have to call Tyrone after the game. It's all right to laugh in church. You ain't got to get all religious walking around. It's okay. If me and Steph Curry played against Elder Davis and Tyrone. Now listen, you've never seen Elder Davis play. You've never seen Tyrone play. You've never seen me play. But she sees Steph Curry because she knows, you know, she calls. Okay. So if me and Steph played against them two, who do you think going to win the basketball game? Listen, you probably say, Pastor Ron, what kind of dumb question is that? I'm just going to get him out of staff and let him shoot three-pointers. That's all I'm going to do. What am I trying to get you to see? God is greater than Steph Curry. Amen. And if God is on your side, who can defeat you? You're on the winning side. We're on the winning team. Why are we allowing the things of the world to defeat us? Christians, once again, we're going to go through some things in life. I go through stuff. I go through things my wife should tell you. I'm glad I have her to encourage me. I go through things. But if God is for us, we're going to always win. Are y'all still with me? Well, once again, the scriptures I just read to us tells us that we have the victory through Christ Jesus, and many other scriptures in the Bible. It's right here. We've got to spend time in. We need to spend time in the Word, Christians. Many other scriptures verifies the fact that, number one, we have victory through Christ Jesus, and number two, that God is for us and with us no matter what, because the Bible says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So even when we are messing up, he's still with us. Are y'all still with me? Well, if that's the case, why are we allowing people, things that come up against us, people and things, because it's always people and things, right? I used to say noun, person, place, or things, okay? People and things, why are we allowing them to come up against us and get the best of us and defeat us when we already have a victory over them? Why are we allowing it to happen? Well, number one, maybe some people don't believe that God is for us. Number two, people don't believe that God loves them. And number three, there might be a bigger problem. We might have a bigger problem, and I've already said it. We might have a bigger problem. We do not know how powerful God is. We don't know how powerful he is. We say we do, but when the attacks come, when the trials and tribulations come, we seem to forget how powerful God is. Are y'all still with me? Maybe some people think that the things that they're going up against and the people that they are going up against, maybe they think that the things and the people are more powerful than God. Maybe they do. I don't know any other reason why. Maybe they do. We need to know, Christians, and if you're not one, you can be here today. It doesn't matter whether it's Monday or Sunday. Because I've always said God is not just God on Sundays. He's God, period. Every day. Like the song says, y'all sung this morning, everything I give, God has given us. Has given us everything we need. I mentioned to us a few weeks ago, I believe, that you have everything that you need on the inside of you. When the Holy Spirit came, he brought the total package. Everything. Total package. Are y'all still with me? Total package. We need to know that there's no one, there's no force, there is no thing more powerful than God. Nothing. Y'all still with me? There is no equal. There is no rival. There is no opposite. And no one can compare to God, the one we serve, through Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of gods out there, small g's. I'm talking about the God of Jesus Christ. Y'all still with me? There's no one, no force, nothing can stand up against God. Nothing compared. A lot of times people ask the question, what's the opposite of hot? Cold. What's the opposite of sun? Rain. Who's the opposite of God? Satan. No, Satan is no opposite. He doesn't compare in any way, form, or fashion. He is a spirit that wanted to compare himself to God. Isaiah chapter 14. And he got put out of heaven. And those angels that wanted to support him, they got put out right with him. See, sometimes you got to get people out of your life. They're not good for you. They may look good or sound good, but they're not good. I'm telling you the truth. Got to get them out. Get away from them. Well, I've been knowing them for 10 years. Get away from them. Because either they're going to be like you or you're going to be like them. That's just the way it is. Y'all still with me? I'm telling you the truth. Over the years, I cut a lot of them out. Look, it's like scissors. If the scissors don't work, I get the hedge clippers. Gotta get rid of people. Everybody who says they are with you are not with you. Let me give you all some wisdom. I know you all have more wisdom than I do. But I want to get it. If you listen to people talk, now I'm talking about listen with your spiritual ears, not these. If you listen to people talk, they will tell you everything about themselves. And if someone tell you that they are, without knowing that they're telling you that they are, you better believe what they're telling you. Are y'all still with me? Just look at the eyes. You know, my daughters, when they used to, date men and stuff, and they would bring them to the house. Because they always wanted to get my opinion. I said, you brought them to the right place. And I'd have conversation with a few of them over the years, and I'd just look in their eyes. And my daughters, Daddy, what you think? get rid of him. Now, listen to this. You know, sometimes children think they know more than we do. They wouldn't listen in some cases. But later on, down the line, month, 2 months, 3 weeks, daddy, I should have listened to you. Yeah, I know. I don't mean to scare anybody. I'm not God. I shouldn't tell you all this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Nah, I can't tell you. Some of y'all might not be ready for this. Amen. I read people pretty well. Okay, let's get back to the word. Amen. I'm not going to tell y'all this. Where do we stop at? I listen to what people say and how they say it. And I look in their eyes. And a lot of times God reveals things to me. He have to, because I'm the pastor here. I don't say nothing. I don't say nothing to Pastor James. I don't tell her. I don't tell anybody. I just keep it to myself. And eventually, what God showed me, I see it. And then sometimes other people see it. Pastor Janice said, see it. And I said, I could tell you that a long time ago, but I didn't want to tell you. Anyway, y'all still with me? Okay, I'm getting back to the word. All that to say, you got to watch out who say they with you. Because a lot of times people are not with you. They just sound like they are. Okay, now back to the scriptures. Anybody know where I left off at? Amen. But nothing is more powerful. No one is more powerful than God. Who would you better have on your side than God? Because the Bible says if God is for you, nothing can stand up against you and win. And sometimes, Christians, we need to be reminded of who God is. Sometimes we need to be reminded of how powerful God is. Because sometimes people forget. Because there's so much going on in the world. And we focus more on the world than we focus on God. We need to be reminded. Sometimes I need to be reminded. Like I said, the word is for me also. I'm not above you all. I'm trying to see Jesus one day too. You know. We need to be reminded that regardless of what comes up against you, God is greater than that thing or person. God is stronger, and God sits higher. Greater, he's stronger, and he's higher. Why? Because he is God. And listen to this. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Contrary to unpopular belief, God is still in control. He's still in control. Regardless of what happens, regardless of what's going on, God is still in control. And if you and I, if we have needs, all we have to do is go to God, because God is on our side, no matter what. Are y'all still with me? As long as it doesn't matter how long it takes for us to receive our deliverance, for us to be set free in the things that's getting the best of us, all we need to do is continue to keep our faith and trust in God. Just be patient. We talked about it last week, I believe, and the week prior. Let patience have her perfect work, And we need to let faith go to work in our lives. We will always win. We need to realize the fact that, I mentioned this earlier, doesn't matter what's going on in life, the battle is not yours. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it is the Lord's. And if he's on my side, I have to do what the Bible tells me to do in 1 Corinthians 5, 7. I know I quote a lot of scriptures, Christian. The Bible says, abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The words of my heart, I just speak it out. Not trying to impress anyone. Not trying to, it's just what's in me. Come out. Now, before I got saved, some other things used to come out. I'm glad they don't come out anymore, Elder Bonjour. What's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. So, but once again, what do what 1 Peter 5, 7 tells us to do when we're going through situations? What does it tell us to do? Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Make it personal. Go to God. Go to God in prayer. Call him up, like the song would say. Call him up and he on the main line. Let's go ahead and sing it, Perlo. I can see Perlo in the church now stomping his feet. Amen. That's an old song. Some of y'all don't know about that. You know, back in the day, they have all this stuff up here and the buses and all this stuff. And, can you turn up the bus one? They just used to stomp their feet. You walk in the street, you'd be like, what's going on in that building? Jesus on the main line, tell him what he want. Call him up and tell him. Call him up and tell him what you want. Can't call him. Look, you can't call him through iPhone. Only through prayer. Y'all still with me this morning? You know, in the 118th Psalm, King David. Matter of fact, just go there. Go there. 118th. 118th Psalm. 118th Psalm. Chris, I'm telling you, you win because Jesus won. His victory is your victory. You all hear me say that all of the time. I have to remind myself of that sometimes. Because sometimes we forget. That's why the Bible said the Holy Spirit brings things to our remembrance. Are you at the 118th Psalm? Look at what the Bible says. I'm just trying to help us this morning. Because we all go through things in life. Sometimes we blame one another. We don't realize sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes we blame God. Sometimes we blame Satan. A lot of times it's us because of the choices that we have made in life. We decide to step out of the will of God and think we can hurry up and sneak back in. And all we need to do is give evil a foothold, and it's gonna come in. The 118th Psalm, the Bible says in verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. This is David. For he is good, and his mercy endureth every 2 weeks. It don't say 2 weeks in your Bible. His mercy endureth every other day. He says his mercy endureth forever. Then the Bible says, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. In other words, the Bible tells us we need to speak things out of our mouth. Let us say that his mercy endureth forever. And then the Bible says in verse 4, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. That's us. Then he said, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. And then he says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me, because the Lord is on my side. And we should be quoting what David's quoting. When we're going through situations, we can say, the Lord is on my side. What can that man do to me? What can that woman do to me? What can that thing do to me if the Lord is on my side? Because if God be for us, who can be against us? Are y'all still with me? We need to start speaking the word of God out of our mouth. Don't you know the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word? That means if you hear yourself speak the word, faith's still coming. We got to speak it out. Say what the word says. God is still in control. So we have no reason to fear, because God's in control, and not only is he in control, he's on our side. We don't need to give up. We don't need to give in. We just need to put our trust in God all the time. And not submit to the things that's trying to overcome us. Because we're winners. We are winners. Y'all still with me? We are winners. Now, I have about 10 minutes to go. And, of course, this is going to be a two-part lesson. So you can't miss, you can't come today and miss next week. You got to come next week and bring somebody else with you so they can at least, amen, amen, amen. But I want to say this. David knew, King David, how powerful God is. I'm not going to say was, I'm going to say is. Without a shadow of a doubt. We have to know also. We have to know that God is a powerful God. And by knowing that, we have to speak positive words out of our mouth like David did. Positive word, not negative word. See? See, sometimes people need to be reminded, I said this already, of how powerful God is. No one can stand up against him. Listen to this. Before it was us in this world, God existed. During the time we are in this world, God is still God. Even when we leave this world, God will still be God. Why? How is that, Pastor? Because he is God. You know, the Bible tells us in the beginning was the Word. The Bible tells us in Genesis that God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, God's been around forever. He's been around forever. And he's not going anywhere. He knows everything. The Bible says he's all-powerful, omnipotent. The Bible says he's all-knowing, omniscient. He knows everything. He knows everything. I mean, and not only does he know everything, he's on our side. Christians, we have to know that. Regardless of what the situation that we're going through, we have to know God is on our side. He will deliver me. I just need to be patient and trust in him. Nothing can stand up against God. He's all powerful. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about in the last 7 minutes. I want you to go with me, please, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. That's where I want to go. Chapter 40 or 40. 40. Chapter 40. Isaiah. Are y'all still with me? I'm almost done. Just stay with me. Just stay with me. I have 7 minutes and 7 minutes and 6 minutes and 59 seconds. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 40. I just want to show some things. And then I'm going to close for today. Pastor, why do you do series? Why do you teach part one and part two? Because I just don't care for microwave all the time. Sometimes I want to get deep into the word. I don't want just to go to church and get a bologna sandwich and go home. I don't get a bologna sandwich. I want a full meal. And sometimes, that full meal takes 2 weeks. Sometimes maybe 3 weeks. I just don't want to teach a feel-good message all the time. Because I just love the word so much. And not only do I like to share the word with me, I like to share it with you. Are you at Isaiah 40? So let me give you a little background with Isaiah, the prophet. He was a southern kingdom prophet. Always talked to he warned the Judah, the southern kingdom, that if they don't get their act together, God told him to let them know that they're going to be in exile to the Babylonians. Of course, they never got their act together, so they went into exile to the Babylonians. Of all the prophets in the Bible, Isaiah talked more about the coming of Jesus than any of them. Are y'all still with me? If you study the book of Isaiah, you'll find out that it's broken down into three different sections. The Bible might not tell you that, but I'm going to tell you. Chapters 1 through 35, the focus of that chapter is condemnation. That's the theme of the chapter, condemnation. Y'all still with me? In chapters 36 through 39, the theme of that chapter is confiscation. And then in chapters 40 through 66, the focus is on the Messiah, and it's also focus is on comfort, being comforted or consolation. Because how many know as Christians sometimes we need to be comforted, and sometimes the comfort we need can only come from God. Y'all still with me? So this was a time where the children of Israel or the southern kingdom, they needed to be comforted by God. So God used Isaiah, you know, not to talk to them about condemnation, but to talk to them about consolation. In other words, he will comfort them. Y'all still with me? Amen. I want you to go to chapter 40. I want to point some things out here that God had Isaiah to say to him. To them. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25, let's start here. The Bible says, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, said the Holy One. In other words, God said there that there is no equal. There is no comparison. And look at that's what God went on to do. He says, told them in verse 26, God through Isaiah, he said, look up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things? Now we're talking about God, the one who is on your side. Who has created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. Talking about the God that's on your side. Y'all still with me? He says, for that he is strong in power. We're talking about the God that is on your side. He says, not one faileth. And then he says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my ways is hid from the Lord? What he's saying there is, I am an omniscient God. You can't hide from me. I know all things. I know what you did last week. I know what you did last year. I know what you did this morning. I know what you did 3 years ago, because I'm God. I know everything. Y'all still with me? And then he says, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Verse 28 says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he never gets weak, he's never feeble, neither is he weary. The Bible says there is no searching of his understanding. In other words, no one can fathom. The Bible says he gives power to the weak. I'm talking about the God that we serve, the one that's on your side. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he does what? Increase their what? Strength. I'm talking about the God that's on your side. I'm talking about the God that's on your side. I'm talking about the one that says, if God be for you, that's the one we're talking about right there. In other words, there is nothing that he can't do. Many times people go through trials and tribulations, they blame God. They blame Satan. They do everything but take responsibility of themselves. But even in those situations, God is still God, and God still wants to protect us, even we start blaming him. You know, I can't get too deep in this. We'll get into it next week. In the book of Job, you know, Job lost all the things that he lost. And he said in chapter 3 why he lost those things. He said, the things that I greatly feared has come upon me. He said it to himself. You know, he said it to himself. But all throughout the book of Job, Job is complaining. He said God should have cursed the day that he was born. His friends talking. Watch out for your friends. And God is just listening to him. And he's trying to be careful, but he's saying things out of his mouth that God didn't really like. But God's listening. And all the way up to the 38th chapter, which is my favorite chapter in the book of Psalms, God got tired of listening to Job's mouth. And God said, wait a minute. Where were you when I formed the world? God said, you need to pull up your pants. Stand to your feet. Where were you when I created this? Where were you when I created that? Where were you when I created this? Job said, whoa, what have I done? But even in all that, God still blessed Job and gave him back double for his trouble. Stand to your feet. What am I trying to get us to see? I'm going to continue this lesson next week. What am I trying to get us to see? We need to understand, Christians. When I say we, I'm talking about me too. We are going to go through some things in this life. But there's nothing in the Bible that tells us that we need to stay in them. First Corinthians chapter 13. I believe it's chapter 13. Somebody check me on that. Say that there's nothing that we can go through. It actually says there's no temptation that we can go through that other people don't go through. That's what it says. But the Bible tells us that God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted above that which we are able, but will whip the temptation, make a way of escape, so we are able to bear the temptation. Christians, God is on your side. He's on my side. And I said already, if you're streaming online, if you're not a Christian, you can be one today. It may seem like sometimes something had the best of you. It may seem like that you have no way out. It may seem like it's going to defeat you. But you have to understand that what you are going up against, Jesus already defeated it on the cross of Calvary before you were even born. And his victory is your victory. So whatever it is, you have the victory over it. But you have to put your trust in God. We have to realize that, once again, if God is on our side, if God is for us, there's nothing that can stand against us. The Bible tells us in Rome, and I'm going to pick it up next week, that as children of the Most High God, we are more than conquerors.
Yeah, come on.
It didn't even say we are conquerors. It said we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. I'm so glad that God is a more God.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that God is an increased God. I'm so glad that God sits high and looks low to watch over me and you every day to fulfill our needs. Maybe some of you going through some rough times right now. Trust God. Do not concentrate on what you're going through. Focus on the one who's going to bring you through what you're going through. Focus on God's infinite power. The fact that he is a powerful God, and there is no one stronger, no one greater, or no one higher. Don't let your mind play tricks on you. Don't let Satan control your mind. You keep your faith in God.
Yes.
because you have already won. Through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a hand praise because he's won.